Well, I guess it's still kind of morning. I call the conference committee of House Bill 75 to order. Today is Monday, May 16th, 2016. It's 11:41 a.m., and we're in the temporary House Finance Committee Room 208 at the Bill Ray Center. Members here with me from the House side are Representative Drummond and Representative Millett, and I am Representative Kathy Tilton. Mr. Co-Chair?
Yes. For the record, Click Bishop, Senator Lyman Hoffman, and Senator Liesl McGuire representing the Senate.
Thank you. This conference committee is operating under Uniform Rule 42. Public testimony will not be taken. Adoption of the conference committee report requires an affirmative vote by a majority of the membership from each house, and the proposed CS for consideration is version PP. So, with that, when we met previously on April 13th, the conferees failed to adopt either the House or the Senate version as the one to be agreed on by the conference committee. So today, we have proposed a conference committee substitute for consideration, and at this time, I'd entertain a motion to adopt that.
Madam Chair, I move that the conference committee adopt the proposed committee substitute 29-LS0345-PP as our working document.
I'll object for explanation of the differences.
Okay.
For the compromise.
And with that, we'll ask Heath Hilliard, the conference committee staff, to explain the CS for us.
Fine feast. Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, Heath Hilliard, staff to the House Committee and Regional Affairs Committee, Committee 8 for this conference committee. To begin with, this is a very scaled-down version of both bills. What this bill incorporates are three of the provisions, the policy provisions that were included in both the House and Senate versions, and then one addition regarding the bail offenses or bail schedules by the Supreme Court. So I'll just do a quick walkthrough section by section and be very brief. Section 1 is the household plant limit. It keeps the Senate version of plant limit at 12 plants per household. Simple as that. Section 2 is the provision that allows, that it stipulates that communities that would qualify as established villages are in a opt-out provision, meaning they are in, but they can hold the local option election to opt out. Section 3 stipulates that the exercise of municipal powers will be on a non-area-wide basis, meaning that boroughs may not supersede the decisions of cities within their boundaries. Section 4 is the provision for holding a local option election, and all of those provisions and repealing local option elections if a community so chooses. At the end of Section 4, page 5, lines 20 through 22, that's the provision that provides that the Supreme Court may establish bail schedules for certain minor offenses related to marijuana, and Section 5 is the appropriate definition section, and Section 6 is the effective date. And that is the entirety of the CS.
Okay. Are there any questions for Mr. Hilliard? Well, thank you, Mr. Hilliard, for explaining the CS. Is there any discussion? Okay. Well, if there's no discussion, Mr. Co-Chair, do we have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move that the conference committee for the House Bill 75 recommended that the House and Senate adopt the conference committee substitute for House Bill 7529-LS0345-PP with forthcoming physical notes.
All right. I guess Madam Clerk, can you please take the roll?
Representative Drummond?
Yes.
Representative Millett?
Yes.
Chair Tilton?
Yes.
3A, 0 nay. Senator McGuire?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
Senator Bishop?
Yes.
3A, 0 nay.
All right. So, by a vote of 3-3, the conference committee has adopted the conference committee substitute for HB 75.
Brief, please.
Yes, brief, please. 6-0. Okay. Thank you. By a vote of, it would be 6-0. I apologize. The conference committee has adopted the conference committee substitute for HB 75 version PP with forthcoming fiscal notes. And if there is no further discussion, we will adjourn the conference committee on HB 75 at 11:46 a.m. Thank you, everyone.